This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What's the latest on the crew?
Deep in the air, left field, way back there. And that is out of here.
Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
There he is, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Hey, man, I got a request that has been asked of me through people in our building.
Yeah.
The request is they would like a JPEG photo of you with a smile, please.
Never. Although today might. Today, possibly.
Yes, they were looking online trying to find photos of you, and everything they found of you was not smiling. Like, does this dude smile? I was like, yeah, man, he smiles. He's a happy-go-lucky guy. You love Drew. But I couldn't find one either. So if you could, that'd be great if you could send one over.
I woke up this morning, and I had my coffee, and I stepped outside on the balcony, and I smiled for a second. As of today, I never have to pay a city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County tax, property tax, ever again. Yeah. And it is a glorious feeling.
Yep. As a renter, I never have had to pay Milwaukee County tax ever in my life. So there you go. You're now in my boat. Welcome to the club. Mr. Wagner, I have lots of questions outside of what I already asked Matt Arnold in the last hour. In previous seasons, as a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers, you never really were concerned or worried about eighth and ninth innings previously. Like once the Brewers got to the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, they normally had two or three lockdown guys in the back where the game would kind of be over at this point. Currently, Nick Mears has pitched well. Great piece up at Brewer Fanatic on changes he's made. McGill has pitched relatively good, I guess, for the most part. But it doesn't have that same feeling at the end of games like it has had in past years. Why do you think that is, and do you think they have the guys to get back to that point?
Yeah, it is kind of a weird thing because they have been dominant with Hader and Williams for so long. They've never seemed to miss a beat. And even going back before those guys, I mean, the Brewers have always had this knack for finding guys that can work the ninth inning. You go way back to, like, the drudges of the rebuild, and you had your Lestanics, you had your Danny Colts, you had your Turnbows, you had your guys. They always seem to find one. They're figuring it out a little bit right now. You know, McGill was your likely candidate coming into the year because, let's face it, he was incredibly good last year in the first half, taking over for Devin Williams. Not sure what the difference has been yet. Still not ready to give up on it in that role. But if they do have to move on from him, I'm glad you brought the article up. You know, I hate to give my press box little brother, Jack Stern, credit, but his story on Nick Mears was really good, and Mears could be the next guy in line. And a lot of us had said last year that he kind of has the raw stuff that translates to ninth inning guy, and he's showing it. Beyond that, Uribe has really pitched well this year, and Piamps is starting to revert to form. So, yeah, it's not what it used to be, but all is not lost.
You know, the other part about this is I think from a Brewers perspective is, and I know it's May, and the trade deadline isn't until the end of July, and there's a lot of baseball to be played yet, but if you would have told me before the season started that bullpen might be an area where they might need to add by the time you get to the deadline, I think I would have laughed at you and said, are you crazy? They have a million pitchers. And while they still have pitchers coming back, right? So Aaron Ashby may end up being a bullpen guy going forward. That's probably the most likely. Adiel Hall, I don't know if he's going to be in the rotation, if he's going to be a Triple-A starter, or if they're going to put him in the bullpen. So there still are those options. But as you just kind of sit and look at what they have currently, I kind of feel like that might be an area where they may need to address come the trade deadline as far as maybe adding a guy that's a closer now on a bad team that may end up coming in and being a guy to help out McGill in the back end with Nick Mears.
You're right. And listen, even if these guys weren't what they are right now, I mean, I would have expected the Brewers to go out and add pitching depth at the deadline, regardless if you had a couple of lights-out guys working the 7th, 8th, and 9th. I mean, you can never have too much pitching. I think a lot of it has to do with they have worked these guys a lot, especially early on while you were getting your starting pitching settled. It's been kind of hard to define roles because you've had to use so many guys so early in the game and so often. I think that's part of it. As things start to stabilize with the starting rotation, and guys start getting a little bit deeper, then I think you're going to see things start to straighten out a lot. You know, it's also been kind of games they've played. You know, you've had stretches where you didn't need your leverage guys for a while, then you were forced to pitch them. So they weren't coming in there at full strength. It's just been a lot of little things that have kind of set up to an unfamiliar territory, if you will.
Talk with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. They've lost Josh Hader. They've lost Devin Williams. They've lost Corbin Burnes. They've lost Willy Adames. Those are four guys that really were all relatively really successful with the Milwaukee Brewers. If you look at all four of those guys since they've left Milwaukee, it hasn't all been peaches and cream since they've left. These guys, each one of these guys, maybe, you know,
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hader, Williams, and Adames, more than Burnes, have struggled to a certain degree. I mean, my God, Devin Williams lost the closer role that he had with the Yankees earlier this year. It's been going so bad for him. Adames has been struggling. We just saw the Giants, so we know all about that. And Hader has had his issues over the last year or so.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how it works out. It almost makes you think that the Brewers front office knows what they're doing sometimes. They don't like the way that Willy Adames was handled. And I'm sure you read the story from Kurt Hogue when the Brewers were out on the West Coast, with the Brewers not even reaching out. You know, that's something that Todd and Adam and I had learned during spring training. at the time, we didn't think it was an on-the-record thing, so we didn't write about it. So I'm glad that Willie came out and said it again. I think that was crummy. I think it was smart for the Brewers to avoid a multi-year extension for Willie Adames. And that's not a knock on Willie, but if you look at the trajectory of players, guys that hit that point, guys with those long-term deals, you might get one or two good years out of it, and the rest are meh at best. I'm a little shocked at how much Willie has struggled. He has always been kind of a slow starter. I think he'll be fine in the long run, but it's been a little shaky. Burns is the bigger one. Like, you're expecting this guy to go out there and shove, and, well, he hasn't. He's looking a lot more like he did in 2019, not to the same extreme, but he's not looking very dominant right now.
This is the thing about Willie Adames. We didn't even get into it on the show because I didn't think it was much of something one way or the other. But, I mean, if you just look at it from a couple of different perspectives, number one, maybe they follow the Packers mantra. The Packers are known for not reaching out to guys and offering them deals or talking to them about deals once they hit free agency. They don't even bother. They're just done. They're moving on. It is what it is. It's going to be a clean break. We're out. I think if you're Willie Adames, all you have to do is just look into their farm system and see all the guys that are coming that can play that position and realize that why would they tie their hands on some long-term deal when you have all of these guys coming that essentially are going to be that position or can move around the infield. It never made sense, in my mind, for the Brewers to go gaga and spend some crazy amount of money on a guy that never has really hit for a high average. Yes, he's hit for power. Yes, he's a great dude. Yes, he's a great chemistry guy. 1,000% huge fan of Willie Adames, the dude. No issues. All I'm saying is, based on how the farm system is set up, based on how David Stearns was drafting prior to Matt Arnold taking over, that is a position they do not need to tie up long-term money to unless the guy is an actual superstar, which Willie Adames wasn't.
Who the hell am I talking to right now? This is not the commentary that I expected from you on this topic, Stephen.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Wagner. I will tell you what. I won best interview, the WBA awards, for my interview with Matt Arnold, so I have now gone corporate.
Outstanding. No, you're exactly right. I mean, right, the writing was on the wall from day one that they were not going to extend Willie. Like I said, the only thing that I'm a little shocked and disappointed is, you know, not even a cursory call, like, you know, are you interested in a one or two? Like, you know, yes, it's a waste of time. It's an exercise of futility, but some of that meant that much. You know, I guess you're right. You know, sometimes it is kind of cold and heartless, and that's just business. But no, I think they made the right decision. I think it was great that they were willing to hold on to him when they probably could have traded him for a boatload in return because of what he meant to the team, because of his presence in the clubhouse. But at the end of the day, even re-signing Burns, re-signing Devin, re-signing Willie are just not in the best long-term interests of a franchise that has to be based on player development.
Correct. But signing a Churio to a long-term deal so you don't have to lose him earlier and get him a couple years longer makes all the sense in the world. Signing a Jesus Madé to a similar deal, which hopefully will happen, would also make a ton of financial sense for the Brewers. But no matter what, if Churio ends up being a superstar, when that deal is done, he's out because they will not be able to afford necessarily to pay him more than likely. I mean, as is right now, the way you look at this roster, you can pay Yelich, you know, the $20 million or whatever that number is, and then maybe one other guy. And outside of that, you really don't have room for more than two really bigger long-term contracts when you're in Milwaukee.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And listen, you know, the Christian Yelich contract is a great example. I mean, yes, he was at the peak of his prowess when he signed that massive extension. And this is not a knock on Christian Yelich. Have his numbers been close to that since for a hot minute last year? Yes. You knew you were assuming some risk, but you knew what you were getting into, and you knew that you were doing it for more than baseball. And this goes back to that comment from Mark during spring training that got everyone all ticked off because it was kind of twisted. You know, he was asked straight out, would you sign someone to a contract like that again? Yes, if it's the right player in the right part of the Brewers' life cycle, absolutely. I think they did that to an extent with Churio. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Mata is the next guy to get one.
He is Andrew Wagner, former Sports Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. You hear him on this show Tuesdays and Fridays each week at 3:20. We hear him on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis, presented by Verizon, Milwaukee's number one network. Their show, 10 a.m. Mondays and Thursdays. And then you hear him with Tommy Wirtz on our leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, pretty much every night. And when they go inside the clubhouse, and you'll hear him again coming up later tonight. That leadoff show starts tonight at 5 o'clock. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much, and I'm awaiting the smiling picture. This should be good.
You're in about 10 years.
No, I don't have 10 years. I mean, who knows if you or I'll even be here in 10 years. We don't have 10 years. Yeah, thank you.
Someday, maybe.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.